It's a very special day here today because I'm learning about bells and whistles, buttons, rubber bands and sellotape, and they all come together to create work platforms. I've been the ultimate tease, haven't I, over the last little while, saying, hey, we're doing this, we're doing that. Well, Matthew Tukaki, he's a force of nature, is with us today. He's also the GM of Uma Broadcasting and is managing our radio station. He's done all sorts of work since being raised in Matakana Island, and he's with us today to talk about what he thought needed to happen for our radio station, which is morphing, as of tomorrow, into something slightly different. Te Rangi Tere, Matthew. Tēnā koe. Thanks for joining us, and we can reveal ourselves and what's been going on in the background now that you're here and we've got the thumbs up. Talk to us about your vision for Radio Wātea going forward.
Well, Dale, if I talked about my vision, I think we might be here for a very long time. But, I mean, it includes world dominance for Māori.
Of course, and, global dominance by Māori,
I'm thinking the Māori News Corporation, all that sort of
Look out, Rupert.
I mean, why call the BBC the BBC? It should be called the MMC, the Māori Media Channel. but as we come to you, our listeners, from our little studio here at Ngāwhiti Wātea, we are literally in a box that resembles the size of, let's face it, it's the stationery cupboard that we put the microphone in, because behind me is literally the stationery cupboard.
That's why we've been modifying our studio, and let's also be reminded that both Superman and Doctor Who came from small spaces.
They did no boxes.
They did no boxes.
But, the great thing about this is Radio Wātea, Wātea Radio, 6:03 a.m., we've been around for more than two decades now. And when you think about all the amazing people, the rangatira that have been on this network, including yourself,
Thank you.
Everyone from Huni Hadaweta to Titiwai Hadaweta, Willie Jackson, JT, Julian Wilcox, Scotty Morrison reads the news here, everything. And
Jim Perry, Dennis Hansen, Vapi Kupinga, the list is... The list is actually long, and some fabulous people have been involved with our radio platform over the years, going out on AM, but as of tomorrow, something different.
That's right. In all honesty, we don't have a wall big enough for the photos. But tomorrow we move into the new future. We're going to be dropping the word radio. We're going to be called Wātea Digital. And more than that, we're going online in a big way. So that's what digital means. So wherever our people are, wherever they get their news, their current affairs, their entertainment, their what have you, we will be there right there with them, whether it be on their mobile devices or, you can literally still switch on your radio. That won't change. So we'll still be on 6:03 a.m., of course, and coming to you on the radio waves or the wireless, as us older fellows with our grey hair call it. But more than that, the goal here is to get in front of our people wherever they might be. And from my perspective, personally, that was what the heart and soul of Te Tiriti of Waitangi was, Māori everywhere. And so that includes our whānau in Australia, that includes our whānau up and down the North and the South Island, and even the Chathams. Why not the Chathams? I mean, you don't need to have a radio tower in the Chathams anymore to get us. It's exciting stuff.
Very exciting. And you've acknowledged the changing circumstances. Matthew's very au fait with social media and its impact and the way that our people are accessing news, entertainment and information. And with that in mind, has encouraged sort of investment in technology to allow us to beam out across multiple platforms. Both of us have got good faces for radio. That's a fair comment, eh? Hey?
Well, I'm the one missing all my front teeth, so yeah.
And Matthew's had a journey, but it's really great to have him with us. Mate, one thing about you, you sort of understand the workings of government departments, and you want to lessen the reliance on the funding agencies and start looking at podcasts that might be usable by others and might have some sponsorship arrangements that could facilitate the production of more podcasts, more interesting lifestyle subjects and the like. What's the driver here, Matthew?
The exciting stuff is the technology in the studio means we can live stream and we can put to market audio and visual. And that won't impact our news and current affairs and all the rest of it. But the second big one is, retiring programs that that have seen their time. So Talk Back in the Evenings is going to be retired. our drive show in the afternoon. They're going to be replaced by segmented programs, say health and wellbeing, sport is making a return, everything from arts and culture through to what's going on around in our local marae. So things that really sit at the heart and soul of Te Ao Māori are coming into these short-form segmented programs, and that's important because we need to get away from our reliance on just government funding. I mean, once you become so reliant on government funding, it restricts you in your ability to do what you need to do. So by diversifying our offering and our content, we're not only engaging more with our audience, we're also enabling ourselves to be free of the shackles of the crown in many ways. And that's my overall aspiration. Won't have that part. That's not going to happen overnight. You know, the crown still has a responsibility, and we will push them and push them and push them. But let's always have a plan B in our back pocket too.
People access their news differently and at times that suit their daily routine. Mm. In years past, if you missed a program that went to air perhaps in the morning, that was it. But nowadays, you look at the advent of audiobooks, you look at the popularity of podcasts, people deserve to be able to access the information that they want when they want it rather than when the broadcaster wants to broadcast it. And so that's really the basis of the pivot. It puts more hands into the power of those you good people at home who listen, kind enough to listen.
Well, that's right. And we're going to be distributing that content on channels such as Spotify and Audio Boom. And again, the things that you find on the devices that you now get your news and current affairs and entertainment from. So it's great. It's a great opportunity.
We've got the launch. We've built a studio. It's got some cameras in it. They're comfortable and professional, and so if we have guests in the studio or guests online, their images too can, as I'm talking to people, for instance, if you're accessing digitally, you'll be able to see them talking back, so to speak. So it's a move of that nature. It's quite significant when you look at the history of this broadcast platform, 6:03 a.m., which preceding Wātea was Aotearoa Radio, but it's always been in Māori hands since it got underway in the late 80s. And it's still proving, as Winston touched on today, to be a very important tool for the dissemination of Māori thought. And so proud to still be here as we move into the digital age.
Yeah, and just finally, Dale, you know, we're reaching tens of thousands of more people than ever before. And it's not just Māori we're reaching. We're reaching those people who are adjacent to Māori kaupapa and issues that support us when we put to air programs such as yours. Programs such as our Midday Reports, the Māori News, you know, I call them our allies. You know, so we're extending not a branch so much as a hand. Come and walk this sequoia with us. Come on this journey with us. It's going to be exciting.
It already is, and the official launch is tomorrow. But if you hear us, we're going to still call ourselves Radio Wātea, but the stable of products will be available via dun, 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 dun.
www.wateanews.com, Audio Boom, Spotify, Facebook, you name it, we'll be there. Hell, if I've missed a channel, I'll go and get us a channel.
Matthew Tukaki is the GM of Umoa Broadcasting, who oversee Radio Wātea, soon to be Wātea Digital. That's the exciting news I've been sort of teasing you with for the last little while, and it will all come to fruition, our pōpō. But we're going to roll on into today. Shannon Afina-Brist,